All right, so let's okay, so so we're trying to do some of the Rambam's in Perek Vav Hilchos Ishus. That's where he really gives over the basics of Al Tanai and Al Manas. And we started doing some yesterday. Just wanted to point out, make a few points of clarification here. So if you ever learned anything about Al Tanai, so you'll know that the paradigm Tanai in Shas is B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Okay, it's the Maisa with Moshe. Yeah, so it was after Sichon and Og. So it says that B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad had a lot of cattle, Mikne Rav, right? A lot of sheep, livestock. Okay, and they saw the land was good for livestock. Okay, so they came to Moshe and they said, and to Elazar HaKohen and the Nesi'i Eda, and they said, look, we're here, this land is good for us, so we'll take it. We'll take it as our portion. Okay. Let us take this as Nachuza. And we won't go over the Jordan. We weren't big Zionists. We'll stay here. Stay here on the East Bank. Right? We don't need the West Bank. The East Bank is fine. So
bigger
Zionists. So Moshe said to them, he was very angry. He said, are you saying that you don't want to go into battle? You're saying you'll stay here on this side of the Yarden and let your brothers go in and fight and conquer Israel? You're gonna break their hearts. You're gonna cause them fear. Because they're gonna see you and they're gonna lose confidence. And says, and you're doing exactly what your fathers did. Remember this whole 40 years in the Midbar? Remember that? That's because the Meraglim convinced the Jews not to go into Eretz Yisrael. They showed fear, and that spread to everybody. So again, if you have one group shows a certain amount of fear, then it's going to destroy the morale in the whole nation. Right, it's an expression. The beginning of destruction is fleeing. Tchilas heres, is nisa, something like that. Like when one guy flees and breaks the ranks, that's it. So, all right. So he goes through the whole story of the Meraglim, and then they said, no. I don't know if this is what they meant initially, or they recalibrated their offer, but they said, no, we'll go in to Eretz Yisrael with everybody. We'll fight. We'll leave our children, our wives, our sheep here, and we'll go in and fight. Okay, and then lo noshuv el botenu ad hisnachel b'nei Yisrael ish nachalaso ki lo nimchal itam me'evel yarden v'hola. Okay, so they said no. See, I think it was a problem of linguistics. I mean, it could be that this is what they meant, but the words reveal what made Moshe so upset. They said, Yutan esharz hazos lavodecha la'achuza. They said, we want this to be our achuza. Okay, it means like the portion that you take, right? And Moshe interpreted that to mean that they're not going to be part of the nachala. See, there's a difference between nachala and achuza. The nachala means it will be part of the distribution of Eretz Yisrael. So you can't have the distribution of Eretz Yisrael until you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and distribute it. They said, we want to take this as our portion right now. So Moshe understood that to mean They don't want to take it as a part of the distribution of Eretz Yisrael in general, and therefore they're going to exempt themselves from the battle of conquering of the Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they said, no. We'll take this portion here as our Nachala. So that means they will go in and do battle and conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then it'll be Roy for the Nachala, but we don't want our Nachala there. We want our Nachala here. Okay, so then that was an acceptable proposition. They're not opting out. They're just saying, we want the Nachala, just like everybody's going to get a Nachala in Eretz Yisrael, we want a Nachala out of Eretz Yisrael. But that means, just like nobody can get their Nachala until all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, we're not going to get our Nachala either until Eretz Yisrael is conquered. Yeah. And we're going to go in. And v'im lo sasun kain, hine chatosam l'ashem uducha taschem asher timtso eschem. Okay. So vayomar aleim Moshe. So Moshe now formulated the deal. Im ta'asun es hadavar hazeh. If you do this thing. Im techoltzu l'fnei Hashem l'milchoma. V'ovar lochem kol cholos asayarim l'fnei Hashem ad harishos ayvav mipanov. Okay, if you do all of this, you go in, you do the battle, and you conquer the land, right? V'yisem nikiyem me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. Then you'll be free, you'll be clean, you won't have, you'll be innocent. V'hayisso ha'aretz hazos lochem la'achuzah lefnei Hashem. Then you can have it as an achuzah afterwards. But v'im lo sa'asu ankein, hinei chatasun la'ashem u'du'u chataschem asher timtso eschem. Okay, so that was the deal. That was the Tanai. If you do, you'll get it, and if you don't, you won't get it. Okay? So what do we derive from this Maisa? We derive these four conditions. Hamakai shal Tanai im niskayim atanai mekadeshes v'im lo niskayim eina mekadeshes. Okay, that's what we were discussing a little bit yesterday. Whether it's a Tanai from the man or from the woman, and any Tanai, Kedushin, Gerushin, Mekach, Memkar, okay, all of them have to have four conditions. What are the four conditions? It has to be kafel. What does kafel mean? Kafel means if I do, this is the consequence, and if I don't, this is the consequence. Just like B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Im techaltzu l'fnei Hashem, then ha'yisa ha'aretz hazos lachem l'achuzah. V'im lo sa'asun kein, then you don't get it. Okay? Because just to say yes doesn't imply that you won't get it otherwise. So here's how you will get it. It doesn't automatically imply, and if you don't do that, you won't get it. So it has to be spelled out. It's complete. That it's a. It is the sole condition of the kinyan. Okay, that's. It has to be if P then Q, and if not P then not Q. Right. That's one. That's kafel. And the yes has to be before the no. Meaning to say, the condition that will give them the kinyan has to precede the condition, the statement of the fact that failing to fulfill it will forfeit them the kinyan. Okay, that's like him. He had the positive side of it. If you do, then you'll get it. And if you check, that's the hain before the lav. And it has to be before the Tanai has to be before the Maisa. It's a little bit controversial what that means. The Rambam has a little bit of an unconventional interpretation of what that means. Generally, normally it just means the condition itself has to precede, in the statement, has to precede what's going to happen after. Right, like this one. If you do, you will get. Not, you will get if you do. Right, technicalities here. And it has to be something that's possible to do. Okay? So those are the four things. Now here's the interesting part. Vim chaser hatanai echad mehen. So let's say the tanai is missing one of these things. Hare hatanai batal. So what would you think? What does your sensibility tell you? If I made a condition, let's say I messed it up. Whatever. I just messed it up. I got the lav before the hain. I said, here's when I'm going to do this deal. If you don't do this, you won't do it. It won't be a deal. And if you do it, it will be a deal. So when we shake on it, then we do the deal. So now someone comes along and says, I was listening to your condition, and I hate to inform you, but you messed it up. So then what would you think would be the consequence of that?
No deal.
No deal. So the Tanai is bottle. The deal shouldn't be good. But the halacha says, Im chaser ha-tanai echad mehen, harei ha-tanai bottle. That makes sense. The Tanai is null. Uki ilu ein sham Tanai klal. Okay, I get it. It's like no condition at all. Ella tihiyazu mikudeshes umigureshes v'yiskayim hamekacho amatana miyad. But what's the consequence of that? The deal is good immediately. Ki'ilu lo hisneklal. As if there were no condition. It's as if we made an unconditional deal. Ho'il v'choser atanai echad min ha'arba. So that's a strange result. And as I would think, if I would ask you, halachically speaking, can we at least agree that he didn't want to do an unconditional deal? Isn't that the one thing we can agree on? All right, he might have messed it up. He might have messed up the execution. But he certainly wasn't trying to do an unconditional deal. So let's just say, okay, he messed it up. So the whole thing is over. Start again. Start again. All right, let's say I told you, if you want to make a kinyan, you got to do it in a certain way. And if you don't, it's not good. I say, you'd be surprised if I tell you it's not a good kinyan, but it's effective. What do you mean? It's if the Tanai is bottled, that, and that's an intrinsic part of the deal, so then the whole deal is should be not good. So that's something we have to think about. So you could kvetch around on a couple of them. And say, no, maybe it's not as really, maybe it's, if he doesn't say it this way, he doesn't really express his das, that it should be conditional. But it doesn't seem, it's hard, it's a hard kvetch to squeeze out of that. Furthermore, and then the Ram just goes through all the examples, right? Furthermore, if the Ram says it clearly, that if it's a condition, if the condition, these cases are al-tanai, right? And al-tanai, it has the effect that we were discussing yesterday, that the kinyan is not chal until the condition is fulfilled. It's not a retroactive kinyan. It's complete with the tanai. So, like our example yesterday, if the man proposed kedushin in January, and he fulfilled the condition in March, they'd be married in March. Okay.
That's because he didn't say me'achshav.
Correct. Okay. That's all of what we've been dealing up till now. Okay. And then the Rambam says, "Bamedvor memurim in tezayin." He says that's when he says tanai, but he doesn't say me'achshav. Okay. But, like we were discussing yesterday, if he says me'achshav, then it would be l'mafreya. But now here's the interesting thing, in Yud Zayin. Not only is me'achshav different, that it's retroactive, as opposed to al-tanai, is only complete with the completion of the tanai, but kol ha'omer me'achshav eino tzarech lichbol tano'o, v'lo lahakdim ha'tanai l'maisa. The conditions don't need to be, you don't need to have both sides. You don't need to say if this, yes, and if that, and if not this, no. Obviously, then there's no hein lifnei lav. You don't have to be kofel. You can't be hein lifnei lav. So you got rid of lichbol, you got rid of hein lifnei lav, and then you also get rid of maisa tanai kodem lamaisa. Okay. The only thing that remains is the impossible. But that we can see. I mean, that we'll have to talk about. But that's an interesting thing. Why should that be? Well, what's the relationship? That why is it that the al-tanai has these technical requirements? And by the way, that proves that even though the guy messed up, let's say he didn't do a tanai kafel, it's clear though that we still accept he has some das of Tanai in his mind, Because if without being kafal, it simply doesn't express your das tanai, then it shouldn't be good even me'achshav. Right? So it's clear that if a guy is not kofil his tanai, we really do understand that he means it as a condition. But for some technical reason, based off the example of Moshe and Bnei Gadim and Reuven, we have to do it in a certain way. Okay, but we should at least say he didn't fulfill the rigors, the halachic rigors, but he definitely expressed some sort of apprehension about having an immediate thing. So why should it be good? Just strengthening our previous question. The Im Hisne says, "Bidavar shei esher lekaimo harezek kemaflik bidvarim." Okay, fine. V'chol haomer almenas keomer meachshav. Vein tzarch lichpol hatanai v'lo lahakdimo lemaisa. So that's why all of our cases are just so simple. You know, all of our cases that we're dealing with mainly are almenas, almenas shetitni limasayim zuz, and then you just do away with all of the complications of these four rules. You don't have to be kofil, you don't need hein lefnei lav, you don't need even tanai kodem lemaisa. But it will be me'achshav. Okay. Ketzad ha'omer l'isha rei at mekudeshes li al menas shetitni limosayim zuz. He says to the woman, you'll be married to me on condition, al menas, you give me 200 zuz. Harei zeh Giteich, or he says this, Amenasha Titni Limosayim Zuz. All these cases, right? Hare Tano'o Kayam Viniskadsha Isha O Niskarsha Vizocha Bo Bechotzer Vehem Yitnu Amosayim Zuz. It is a funny way that around. So he says, what does he mean by the Tanayas Kayam? I don't know what it means by that. It's just the tonight is kind. He means it's a good tonight. I guess he means it's a good tonight. Wasn't fulfilled. And she's married or divorced or owns the field. And she has to give the money. It's a funny way he expresses it. Because he's trying to express it's not limafreya. It's not in the future. From right now, she will be the owner, provided she gives the money in some future date. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like this. Listen to this. V'afal pi shelo kofal tano'o V'afal pi shehiktim amais l'tanai V'noson ha-kedushin o aget biyada V'hichzik zeh b'chotzer v'achach hishlim tano'o. That's where the Rambam is unusual. He learns that the maisa can actually come before the tanai. The actual maisa physically can come before the tanai, as opposed to the statement of condition before the maisa. Wait, no, as opposed to the statement of maisa before the condition.
Not with tanai though.
How does that work?
I'm not really sure. I mean, like, there has to be a time frame on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really know. He says, "V'achakach hishlim." It's got to be tochdei divor. I don't know. But listen to this. Sheharei kishi yiskayim hatanai. And he means the almanas here. Yizke ze bechotzer v'tiskadesh zu v'tiskaresh zu. He's got the order a little bit out, a little bit reversed. But why? He's trying to give an example. Sheharei. He's trying to give an explanation. Why is it all good? Why is it all good even though it wasn't kofel and all those other things? Sheharei, because when the tanai is fulfilled, he is zocha to the chotzer. She is married and she is divorced. Misho'a Rishona, from the initial moment, Sheba Nase Hamaisa, from the original moment that the action was done. Ki'ilu Lo Haya Shom Tanai Klal.
It's just like he said, Harei Mikudeshesli, that.
Straight up.
Is that like a Das Yachid?
Let's understand this. Let's use this to understand the difference in general between Al Tanai and Al Manas. We can be sophisticated enough to just say Al Tanai and Al Manas. We know Al Manas means Me'achshav. And why is it that the Al Tanai has all of these technical requirements if you fail in one of them, the kinyan is good immediately. And al-manas is just pretty much a free-for-all. And what is the Rambam explaining in the end? How is he explaining that? It sounds like he's trying to explain this difference in that last line.
For instance, take a look
in Parag in Halacha Vav.
I understood it as it was good, which is why I'm trying to...
Take a look in Halacha Vav. Simple case, okay? V'chein. I'm trying to take a simple one. Im Omar Lo. Okay? Im lo titni li mosayim zuz lo tihi mikudeshes li. Vim titni li mosayim zuz haray at mikudeshes li bedinar zeh. So let's say he says to her like that. He says, look, if you do not give me 200 zuz, you will not be married to me. And if you do give me 200 zuz, you will be married to me with this dinar that I give you. Okay? Then he gives her the dinar. Anything wrong with that?
Yes.
He did the lav kodem lehen. So he messed up condition number two. That the hain has to be kodem lelav. Alright? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the consequence? Harei hatanai bottle. Mipnei shehikdim lav lehen. And what's the consequence of that? Harei mikudeshes miyad.
Boom!
Harei mikudeshes miyad. He only wanted to get married al tanai, so the tanai is bottle, so...
He didn't want to get married.
Yeah, I mean, look, I want to get married with the condition. If I didn't make the condition properly, so I shouldn't get married. I shouldn't be married. Right, so in terms of das, so we always say, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Okay, if a person says something, on the face of it makes a perfectly valid kinyan, and he says, in my mind, I was thinking that I'm just joking.
Right.
That's not valid because it's dvarim shebelev. But there are exceptions to dvarim shebelev. It means to say, dvarim shebelev and dvarim, because we don't know them. But there are cases like the case in the Gemara, the Rambam brings down, I think in probably Tzachi or Matana, that if somebody, for instance, if it's a known fact that somebody was planning on making aliyah, let's say, I think it's the case that's brought down, and he sells his house because he's leaving. Everybody knows he's selling his house because he's leaving. And then it turns out something unforeseen occurs and he can't leave. The sale is no good. Because it's a davar yadua, it was only on this condition.
So here too, you'd think it's a
W-Dua. So here too, why isn't W-Dua? So that's like an automatic al-Manas. That's like an automatic, it's like an understood al-Manas. Now, is our question, I guess, is, if we'd want to put it that way, why doesn't why can't a failed al-Tanai just convert into a garden variety al-Manas? Obviously,
yeah.
that. There's something essentially impossible about that. But let's just try to tease out some strands over here. Try to pull out some unravel some of the strands here. Yeah.
So I know you said...
He has it in Perek Ches Alocha Aleph, in Gittin. In Gerishin. He says like this. I'm a Garish Al-Tanai. So that's the same thing. Im Neskayim Atanai, Erezu Migureshes. Im Lon Neskayim Atanai, Ein the Migureshes. Ukvar Biyarnu, Perek Shishi, Milchus Ishus, Mishpatei Atanayim Kulam. Okay, v'shom this buyer shamegaresh al tanai kishe yiskayim hatanai tihiyem migureshes b'shah she yiskayim lo b'shas nesinas haget liyada. So over there we already explained that an al tanai is complete when the condition is complete. The get is complete when the condition is complete, not from when it was given. Lefikach yesh lebaal levatel haget o lehosef al tanao. Olahasnos tanoi acher calls man shlo neskayim atanai rishon. Afal pishi yigia haget liyad. All right, let's leave that out for a minute. Ve'im, this is the part I want you to listen to. Ve'im meis habal o ovad haget o nisraf kodem she yiskayim atanai eina migureshes. So let's say he gives her the get al tanai. If he dies, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because he, al tanai means, let's say he says, I'll divorce you in 30 days. So that's like an al tanai. Al tanai, 30 days passes. So that means to say the get has to be in existence, and he has to be alive at the end of those 30 days. because he can't divorce her when he's dead, right? And he hasn't divorced her yet, and it's just not going to be able to happen. But skip to a little bit. I don't want you to read the part now about what if she gets married in between. Vishamnis boyer, skip that to that part, right? Sheim omar lohare at megreshes me'achshav o me'hayom al tanai kach v'kach. If he uses the term me'achshav or hayom, or he says almanas kish yiskayim at tanai tiyem megreshes misha'as nesinas haget liyot lefikach eino yochel levatel. All right, skip that part. V'im ovad o nisraf afilu meis habal kodem shiiskayim at tanai harezu mikayemes at tanai achar moso ukvar niskar shemisha'as nesinas haget. So in that case, it's just there's nothing new. If you really thought it all through, you'd known this already. But it's just further, you know, pulling out the strands. Yeah, that he just takes out the logic, takes you through some of the logical consequences. So therefore, if he says you are divorced from me, almanash lo tachziri, you know, b'shloshim yom, on condition I don't come back in 30 days, we'll be divorced. And he drops dead on day one. Yeah, in 30 days, they will have been divorced from the moment he gave her the get. Right? Because he's dead so after he gave the get. Right. He'll fulfill the condition, and he already gave the get. He's not a dead man giving the get. He died alone. He didn't realize it, but... He died as a bachelor, but you know all of these. Good question. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she knows that he's not coming back.
Yeah. Can she get married? Is a good question.
Then I was going to say the same thing. Then he's
right.
Not coming back.
That we'll have to get into. That's a whole topic. Okay, so what's the idea over here? Let's just think about it. I mean, I think let's start with the clear side. The clear side to me is what? The easy side.
If you fulfill the conditions, that's from the day that you got it.
Exactly. Wait, which side?
Me'achshav
is the easy side, right? Me'achshav is the easy side. Because what are you really saying with me'achshav? All you're saying is what? You're saying this Maisa right now is a Maisa Gerishin at this moment with all of the implications of the Maisa Gerishin. It is the Maisa Gerishin in this moment conditionally if certain things are fulfilled. In other words, we're sort of setting up certain conditions that have to be met that will make this a Maisa Gerishin. But once those conditions are met, then we're saying the Mafreya, it's like a Gilei Milsa, that was a Maisa of Gerishin.
It's like limbo.
It's what I said yesterday. It's a state of imperfect knowledge. Okay? But that doesn't mean that it is in limbo. It is not in limbo. It is definitively one way or the other. Okay? It might take some time for us to figure it out, and there might be some people who have choices that they can make, but ultimately... there will be a day where we can say it was this always. Okay?
And until that point, what?
We have imperfect knowledge.
What?
It's like the marshal I gave yesterday to some people's consternation, that it's like the state you're in when you're waiting for the test results from your exam to come back.
One way or the other?
It's one way or the other. You just don't know right now, right? Can't be mispalel that, or like a medical test, right? People get a medical test and say, "Oh, be mispalel, my relative just went for a medical test, you know, to see if he has certain illnesses." Be mispalel that the test should come back good. You can't. It's tefillah shav. He either has the sickness or he doesn't have the sickness. The test is not going to be not going to. As a matter of fact, it could be worse. It could be false positive. You know, it would be a false negative, and you're going to make it worse. Yeah. And that's what the Rambam means when he says that when it's done, it's like there was no tonight ever. Right? It's just we don't know the nature of that action at this moment. We don't know if it was a Maisa Kedushin or just Maisa of Mafket Pikadon. We're not sure what it was right this moment. Was it Matana or was it Kedushin? So we'll have something later on that will clarify it for us. And apparently for that, all you need is, there's no reason for anything fancy. Kuffel and Hain. It's very clear what he's doing. He's just setting up, he's defining the parameters of what will make this a Maisa Kedushin. Okay, so the real question is what's going on with the Al-Tanai? That's the real question. So what is really going on? Let's just at least define what is going on when you do Al-Tanai. Let me make my question more precise. Let me make my question more precise. In Al-Manas, what we can say is he's taking his Maisa, right, and he's defining it either as a Maisa Kedushin or as a non-Maisa Kedushin based on conditions that that will follow. But when the condition is met, it means to say that was a full Maisa Kedushin at that moment. And if the condition is not met, then absolutely nothing occurred at that moment. Okay? And that's why they're either married from that moment or not married at all. What is happening, though, when we dissect the Al-Tanai situation? Can we say that about the Al-Tanai situation? Or what can we say precisely is occurring? Let's just analyze the anatomy of the Al-Tanai. The anatomy of the Al-Manas is very simple. It's a regular Maisa Kedushin, okay, defined by a condition. So the condition will, a certain condition will define this as a Maisa Kedushin. Okay? It's interesting that you can have a das like that, but that works. I can say, do you want to know what my das is? My das is that if this occurs, then this should be a Kedushin. That's my das. So I'm going to let my, that is my das. So now some other event will, when certain events transpire, it will be clear whether my das was actually for Kedushin here or not. Because I had sort of like a compound das of Kedushin. It's das Kedushin if certain things occur. So it's not just a vanilla das kedushin; it's a das kedushin that's tied to a certain event. That is exactly my das. Okay, that's doable. But what is the das, or even more than the das? What is actually happening at the Tanai case? What is he saying? What is he doing? What is occurring? So once again, he gives her the get when he says the Tanai. Right. But they won't be divorced until the Tanai is completed. Let me ask you another question. Would you say that it makes sense al pisvara that you can do a kedushin al minas? If I would tell you, I have an idea, I want to do a kinyan al minas, would you say, well, where's your pasuk for that? Or would you say, no, that makes sense, I understand. Condition, any deal you do is Gemiris Das. Your Das Makna can be contingent on certain things. That makes perfect sense to me. Or would you say no? You have to prove that you can do such a thing. Is it like a sensible idea to Al-Manas?
Tanai Al-Manas.
Manas.
Yeah.
It's sensible.
Like there would be.
It's sensible.
Yeah.
What if I would tell you I can do this Al-Tanai? Would you say that also makes sense? Or would you say, how could you do something like that?
Why
is it different than Al-Manas? Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the...
Now, is Al-Manas, what you're doing is complete. It's just an external factor is going to determine what it was. It was either Matana or Kedushin. But Al-Tanai, you're really working within the very structure of the kingdom itself, and you're altering it somehow. Ordinarily, Kinyan, Maisa Kinyan, creates a Chalos. That's what a Maisa Kinyan does. So, but here what we're saying is the Maisa Kinyan takes place. Nobody's doubting the Maisa. There's no question about whether the Maisa Kinyan took place. We're not going to say Well, we'll come back to you in 30 days and tell you if the mice... No. The mice kinging took place. But what did he do? Somehow, he delayed the chalos of that mice kinging. Somehow, he put the chalos on hold until another event. It's not... The other event is not outside of the deal. It's part of the chalos of the kinyan itself. As opposed to almanas, the kinyan is viewed completely on its own. There's something external that tells you whether... Therefore, the Rambam says, when the condition is fulfilled, now it's as if there was an ordinary kinyan. If you would look at it now in retrospect, you wouldn't be able to detect that there even was a condition. But Al-Tanai, it's always obvious that there was a that there was an Al-Tanai, because the whole thing was Chal in a delayed fashion. The Kinyan occurred Monday, and the Chalos occurred Tuesday. Even when the Chalos is fulfilled, even when the condition is fulfilled, it never normalizes the Kinyan. It retains its definition as something strange in the laws of Kinyanim. So therefore, it makes sense to say that it makes sense to say two things. That you need some sort of a raya or some sort of a halacha that allows you to separate the kinyan from the chalos.
It's a chiddush.
That's a chiddush. And it makes sense that there are these technical requirements that means basically the same thing. And therefore, there are requirements to be fulfilled. You're sort of trying to tinker with the thing. You're trying to tinker with kinyan. You're trying to make the kinyan behave the way you want it to behave. You have to implant something into the very kinyan to separate the Maisa Kinyan from the Chalosa the Kinyan. It requires something inserted within the very structure of the deal itself. As opposed to Alman, and that's why it has rigorous requirements. You either fulfilled the requirements of breaking that bond between Kinyan and Chalos, the very strong bond, the bond between Kinyan and Chalos. You gotta get in there and separate it properly. Okay? Whereas Almanas is very freewheeling, because you're not doing anything to the kinyan. You're just saying, I have Das Kinyan on this condition. But the kinyan is the kinyan. It's any ordinary kinyan. Okay? Now, let's think about it a little bit more carefully. What really is the person's Das? We said before by Almanas that the condition is really a condition of what? On Almanas. It's a condition of his Gemira's Das. So as long as he tells us what the condition of his Gemira's Das is, we can say definitively, if it didn't occur, he had no Gemira's Das, and there's no basis for any Kinyan. Because the basis of any Kinyan is Gemira's Das. Gemira's Das means a decision to do. Okay? Therefore, even if we know from his history, from his situation, that he's only selling his house because he has this plane ticket to leave town for good, we know that his whole kinyan is really on condition, his whole Gemira's Das is on condition that his plans to move follow through. And when they fall through, we can say definitively he had no intention to sell his house. Okay? Because the kinyan is not being divided in any way. It's not being modified in any way. It's either full das for a kinyan or no das for a kinyan, and we're just using either what he says or his profile to determine what conditions would make it a Gemir's Das and what conditions make it no Gemir's Das. But by Al-Tanai, it's not so simple. By Al-Tanai, what is his Das? So this is what I propose to you. His Das is 100% for the Kinyan. Because there's nothing qualifying his Das for the Kinyan.
By which one?
Al-Tanai.
Okay.
This is unequivocally the Kinyan right now. But what is my Das? My das is, I don't really care what his das is actually. What is he doing with his tanai? He's simply trying to push the chalos off of the kinyan that he unequivocally made with the tanai. Now what happens if somebody makes an unconditional kinyan and tries to push the chalos off and fails? It's chal immediately. It wasn't a conditional Maisa Kinyan. It was a full Maisa Kinyan with an attempt to prevent the Chalos from coming without certain conditions being met. If the Tanai is bottle, that means he simply made a full condition, a full Kinyan with no condition preventing the Chalos. Mazel Tov. You're married. You see, we can't turn an Al-Tanai into an Al-Manas. They're very different beasts. One is that the condition itself is going to determine what it is right now. The other is...
A delay.
So we're saying if you try to make the delay and you failed, you have an immediate... act. You tried to delay the reaction of your action. If you fail to delay the reaction of your action, you get an immediate reaction.
So Al-Tanai is actually really stronger in the sense
Al-Tanai,
of what you want to do.
Yes. That's why it can only be derived from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, and that's why it needs to be formulated very specifically. Now, what were the advantages of each? Why, like your question, why would someone do one over the other? Well, you do me'achshav if you want to lock it in. Right? If you want to lock it in. The Al-Tanai is strange. You see, by Moshe, he didn't want it to be, it wouldn't be theirs until the conditions were fulfilled. It wasn't going to be theirs me'achshav, because if it was theirs me'achshav, it wouldn't be nachala. It had to dafka be an achuzas nachala. The only way it could be an achuzas nachala.
What's the difference?
Is nachala means like an inheritance. So if they took it, now, if it was lemafreya theirs at that moment, then that was before they had a right to the chalukas eretz yisrael. It couldn't be considered part of chalukas eretz yisrael. So they had to get it as chalukas eretz yisrael. So the only way it could be done was al-tanai. It's not, Al-Manas would have been no good. It would have been, you just got Chutz La'aretz on condition they get Eretz Yisrael. That's no good.